Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in to this local radio station for the Good Stuff radio program. Em is going to start things off by telling us a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News.
They're your trusted source for all things agriculture. If they're not yet, they need to be. Make sure you go to tsln.com to subscribe. When you go online, they've got the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and that's where you subscribe. Then, on a weekly basis, you get their paper. And it is so chocked full of solid, valuable, accurate information. Check them out, tsln.com.
Discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. Yep, right here in Valentine and Cherry County. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to come check things out. Start by going to visitvalentine.org. Find out 50 things you could do here. Spend a few days on the Niobrara River out at Merritt Reservoir. You start by going to visitvalentine.org. Well, I have a funny Easter story called Tired of Carrots.
Oh, yep. This sounds like it's going to be cute.
Well,
pay attention.
The Easter Bunny was feeling sick of the same old routine every year. "Why do I always have to eat carrots on Easter?" he grumbled to himself. "I want something different for a change." As he was pondering his dilemma, he spotted a jar of delicious-looking cookies on the kitchen counter. Unable to resist, he reached out his paw and helped himself to a cookie. But just as he was about to take a bite, he heard a voice behind him. "What do you think you're doing?" The Easter Bunny turned around to see the farmer's wife staring at him, hands on her hips. Feeling guilty, the Easter Bunny quickly swallowed the cookie and tried to come up with an excuse. "I was just checking to see if these cookies were good enough for the children on Easter morning," he said, trying to sound convincing. The farmer's wife raised an eyebrow. "Nice try, but I think you were caught with your paw in the cookie jar." The Easter Bunny hung his head in shame. "You're right," he admitted. "I'm just so sick of eating carrots on Easter. I want something different for a change." The farmer's wife chuckled. "Well, I think I have just the thing for you." She reached into her pocket and pulled out a small bag of chocolate eggs. "These are for the children, but I think you deserve one too." The Easter Bunny's eyes lit up as he eagerly took the bag of chocolate eggs. "Thank you," he exclaimed, hopping away with a spring in his step. As he hopped away, the farmer's wife couldn't help but chuckle to herself. "It looks like the Easter Bunny finally got his just desserts," she said with a grin.
Oh, very cute. Very cute. Okay, let's talk about a chapter of the Life book. I'm going to start with the chapter that's actually titled Life. These are just some good tidbits to live by, I do believe. Do the right things. That's always good. Get rid of anything that isn't useful, beautiful, or joyful. So true. Remember, God heals everything. However good or bad a situation, it is going to change. I don't know if that's good or bad. No matter how you feel, get up, dress up, and show up. The best is yet to come. And here's another one. When you awake alive in the morning, thank God for that. And to wrap up this chapter, your innermost is always happy. So be happy.
I have a couple of notable quotes I want to leave you with today on this Good Friday. Don Meredith. You younger people might not remember who that is. He was a Dallas Cowboys quarterback. He once said, "Coach Tom Landry is such a perfectionist that if he was married to Raquel Welch, he would expect her to cook, too." Something on the program for you today called Classic Cars. Looking out of this darn broke window, wondering when I'll finally get some dough. I think about money a lot, but don't really have any. So I'm trying real hard to pinch every single penny. That way, one day, when it comes to money, I'll have plenty. And when it comes to them classic cars, I'll have many. Get a 1970 Chevelle and have it run like heck. A 1969 Oldsmobile and make every wheel squeal. A 68 Pontiac GTO to leave these kids like, whoa. A 69 Buick Wildcat to eat your ride like it was a rat. A 63 Vette, all black, to floor at the track, to show that I'm ballin' to get a 55 Maserati. Heck, while I'm at it, I might as well get an old Bugatti. A 1967 Impala SS to help relieve some stress. A 69 Z28 with that DZ302. Just have the thing scream at you. A 1961 California Spider Ferrari to make the one that looked down at me sorry. And most importantly, a big black Cadillac to carry off everyone that stabbed me in the back. Well, I don't know. Got a little double meaning on some of those. It's called Classic Cars. Not quite sure who the author was on that. And again, we want to thank you for tuning in to this edition of The Good Stuff.